His wife have hit out at protesters over vile threats targeting their family in the backlash over the pandemic laws. The Premier sent a blunt message and vowed to stand his ground.
Hundreds gathered on the steps of Parliament for a third straight night. The crowd was more subdued, but by morning, the entrance was fortified, as inside the Premier hit back.
There are some people who are threatening me, they're threatening my family. They are essentially attacking the safety of my family. Be really clear and hear this message. I will not be deterred from the work I'm doing to keep every family safe.
His wife, Catherine, also called out bad behaviour. We have received so many beautiful messages today. We are reminded that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness will not overcome it.
Violent imagery, violent words leads to violence against people. It's inevitable. You can't stay silent about this stuff.
James Molino's wife is speaking up too. If that was about my husband, I'd be calling the police to put a stop to it. In what world is it okay for Kath and the kids to have to stand by and watch this as if everything is okay? This is so far over the line, it's ridiculous.
I look forward to the day I get to see you dance on the end of a rope, you evil little...
Liberal MPs Craig Ondaatje, Nick Wakeling, Bernie Finn and Roma Britnell all mixed with protesters yesterday, a day after they pretended to hang the Premier.
The fact that they've spent their time sucking up to extremists.
Order. Order.
Beholden to anti-vaxxers. Beholden to Nazis and neo-Nazis. Beholden to people who think gallows.
Premier will resume his seat. Premier will resume his seat.
Last time around, Matthew Guy, you know, associated with mobsters, this time he's sidled up to far-right extremists and anti-vaxxers.
You have people who turn up to demonstrations who overshadow some people's legitimate concerns. There are many Victorians who have got a legitimate concern about the government's pandemic bill. Most of them aren't on the steps of Parliament.